Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today? Hi, Mary. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. How about you? What can I help you with today? Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around? Ah, Mary from Dasha AI. Nice to connect. I've definitely heard the name Dasha AI mentioned in the voice AI space. You work with Vector Solutions, you say? That sounds interesting. Could you tell me a bit more about what Dasha AI offers? Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth? Thanks for the heads up about the audio, Mary. No worries. Lead generation and revenue growth, those are always top priorities. Well, one challenge we often see is reaching the right prospects efficiently without sounding robotic or pushy. Also, scaling personalized outreach can be tricky. How does Dasha AI's human-level AI tackle these issues? Tell me more about reaching the right prospects efficiently without sounding robotic or pushy. Ah, great question. So Dasha AI's platform uses advanced conversational AI that mimics natural human speech patterns. Think pauses, intonation, even a bit of humor, so it feels like talking to a real person, not a machine. This helps engage prospects more genuinely, reducing that robotic vibe. Plus, it can handle complex dialogues, adapting responses on the fly to keep conversations relevant and respectful, which avoids sounding pushy. Pretty neat, right? Would you like me to share how easy it is to integrate this into your existing systems? Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you use Dasha AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like? I love that forward thinking. If 12 months from now Dasha AI has exceeded expectations, I'd imagine your lead generation is running like a well-oiled machine. Conversations flowing naturally, prospects engaged, and your sales pipeline buzzing with qualified leads. Revenue growth would be solid, and your team could focus more on closing deals than chasing cold leads. Sounds like a dream, right? What specific results would you hope to see from using Dasha AI? What do you mean by your sales pipeline buzzing with qualified leads? Why is that important to you? Tell me more about what you mean by that. Ah, good point. When I say sales pipeline buzzing with qualified leads, I mean having a steady stream of potential customers who are genuinely interested and fit your ideal profile. It's important because it means your sales team spends less time chasing dead ends and more time closing deals that actually convert. This boosts efficiency and ultimately drives revenue growth. Having qualified leads keeps the business healthy and growing, kind of like having a well-stocked garden that keeps producing fresh fruit. Does that resonate with your experience? Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now? Bringing it back to today, well, a big challenge is often balancing personalization with scale. It's tough to reach lots of prospects without losing that personal touch that makes conversations meaningful. Also, managing follow-ups efficiently can be a headache. How does Dasha AI help tackle these specific constraints? What are all the ways balancing personalization with scale and managing follow-ups efficiently are affecting the business right now? Ah, balancing personalization with scale and managing follow-ups efficiently impact the business in a few key ways. First, without personalization, outreach can feel generic and fail to engage prospects, leading to lower response rates. On the flip side, trying to personalize every message manually limits how many leads you can reach. As for follow-ups, if they're not timely or well-tracked, potential opportunities slip through the cracks. Altogether, these issues slow down growth and waste valuable sales resources. Does that match what you're seeing? Can you go a bit deeper on how these issues slow down growth and waste valuable sales resources? Absolutely. When outreach lacks personalization, prospects often tune out, so fewer conversations turn into real opportunities. That means your sales funnel gets clogged with unqualified or uninterested leads, slowing overall growth. Plus, manual personalization takes time, limiting how many prospects you can reach, so you miss out on volume. As for follow-ups, if they're delayed or inconsistent, hot leads cool off or go to competitors, wasting the effort already invested. Altogether, it's like trying to fill a bucket with a slow drip, inefficient and frustrating. Does that help clarify things? Wow. It sounds like balancing personalization with scale, managing follow-ups, and keeping the sales funnel flowing smoothly are really holding you back, and I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in? Ah, Mary, I appreciate the enthusiasm. I'm here to chat and help you explore how Dasha AI can fit your needs, but I don't actually schedule demos myself. If you want, I can share the best way to get in touch with the Dasha team directly. They're super responsive and can set up a demo for you.